This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rodgers and McAfee later today, and you said back before the season started, if the Jets started to lose or were having a rough season, the Jet fan would hate the fact that Aaron Rodgers is on Pat McAfee every single week, and I think we're starting to see that. I don't think the Jets fan has turned completely on Aaron Rodgers. I do think they are souring on him by the week, so we'll see what he ends up saying today. You know, it's funny because, you know, when Aaron Rodgers does this thing where he's like, I don't really pay attention to what anybody says and I don't really care what anybody says, but then he knows what everybody says and then responds to what everybody says. And we actually had that conversation at training camp where he's like, I don't really pay attention, I don't care. I was like, well, there are some things that you've gone way out of your way to clarify on McAfee because you heard them. So he does that dance a little bit and then he says, you know, we got to stop listening to you guys. Well, I mean, he's got to look at himself first, right? When he says stop listening to the negativity, he listens to everything.
Let's face it, you know, when he was with Green Bay and it started on the McAfee show before it got onto ESPN, the reason it was so popular was because he was going on there. And, you know, and Pat did a great job of basically taking that and then selling it to ESPN, because why would you want to run your own company when you don't have to?
Right.
When the infrastructure is there for Pat McAfee to do his show the way he wants to, as long as they allow that. And then they put him on College Game Day, where he has been an unbelievable ad. He's been a great ad for that show. The energy, and I've always liked that show anyway, but the fact that he's out there singing the fight songs and everything else is great for that show. So, you know, but if you're going to put yourself out there like that, you're gonna have to, you know, go through the mill, which is what Aaron's going through right now, because they're losing and he's not playing well. And, you know, he, you know, was talking about holding people accountable. He's tried to hold himself accountable. And hopefully, sooner or later, it's going to kick in. Because if it doesn't kick in and they don't start winning, all of this stuff is going to fall on deaf ears anyway.
Yeah.
The best scenario for Aaron Rodgers is to turn this season around as quickly as possible, start winning, and get this team playing its best football in December and getting them into the playoffs where they are a real danger. You know, that could still happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying that could still happen. And if I were in that locker room, that's how I would feel. I would feel it. Now, the other thing, too, about quarterbacks of his stature, sometimes they come into new places. Like Tom Brady went into Tampa and Peyton Manning went into Denver. They are bigger than life for those new franchises. And everybody lays at their feet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes players are waiting for them to do something special, as opposed to doing their own job and doing something special to support the new player that's in the locker room. So it's 6 games in. It's not been pretty the last 4 games, especially the game against Pittsburgh. But maybe this week against the Patriots, they get back on track. They win the game. They play good offensively. I mean, Breece Hall has played well the last 2 weeks. After he was called out against the Denver Broncos, The last two games, he showed up and he's played really good. So
yeah.
Hopefully that is a sign of things to come.
That's the one success I think that the switch to Todd Downing has shown is the getting Breece Hall the ball more. Well, you did have the one game where Garrett Wilson was getting more involved, but then that went by the wayside on Sunday night. But yeah, Breece Hall has been a weapon finally for this offense.
And by the way, I want you to take Anthony here for a second because this is the prevailing thought out there, but I don't believe it at all, but we can get into it.
Anthony in Brooklyn, what's going on, Anthony?
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Hey,
good
Anthony,
morning.
What's happening, brother?
Not much. Driving to work, another day. Boomer, huge fan. Gio, huge fan. Listening to you guys every morning going to work. You guys get me through the day.
Well, thanks, 100%. Anthony. What do you got for us today?
Yes, sir. So I think, Aaron, I'm 32 years old. I have not seen any team that I root for win a championship in my life. I'm a Met fan. I'm a Ranger fan. I mean, I was with the Rangers. That doesn't count. I just think that I'm getting over the Mets. I think Aaron Rodgers is shot. He just doesn't look good. He doesn't look like himself. I mean, granted, he came off of a major injury, and I understand that. But with the hype and everything around him, he does not look like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely an older version coming off a major injury. He doesn't have the same type of escapability or ability to throw the ball maybe on the run as far as he used to. But I mean,
God, did you see that?
There's enough there.
Wait a minute, did you see the Hail Mary?
Yeah,
see how far he launched that one? And by the way, you know, after the Patriot game, everybody thought, man, this is going to be great. He looks good. They look solid. This is before Davante Adams got here and before they went on this 4-game losing streak. His arm is fine, believe me. He's just got to get more comfortable with everybody.
He got hit a lot the next 2 weeks
I know,
after
and
too.
That's the other problem. He did get hit a lot, but I would just say he's got plenty of left, guys. He does. They just need to get going. They need to get a rhythm going. You know, you can't have drop passes and interceptions that interrupts any sort of momentum. They had momentum in the first half. Now, whatever their problem is, their biggest problem is their second half performance in these games.
Mm.
They just basically get flat. So I don't know what they're doing at halftime. I don't know what they can do at halftime to turn that around. Maybe start the second half in a no-huddle offense or something to raise the level of intensity. Because all of a sudden they fall back into this malaise. Like the Giants did that. Like we knew, like doing that game, that the moment that the Eagles got the 14 points, boom, game's over. There was no fight, no pushback, no competitive spirit on the Giant offense whatsoever. And you remember I was saying, like, at the end of the first half, they score a touchdown here, I think the Giant fans might go back out to tailgate and celebrate.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Right? And of course, there's an offensive pass interference, and they got to settle for a field goal.
Yeah, that was...
It was brutal.
That was actually the turning point of the game there, them settling for that field goal. The Giants postgame guys... Well, actually, no, sorry. Tino wanted that to be the turning point. It wasn't. That was the argument that they were having. And I guess the turning point was them going up 21-0 or 14-0 or whatever it was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, big moment in the game, no doubt about it. Let's go to Pat and Suffren. What's going on, Pat?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Just a couple quick things. One thing, Boomer, big win for the Terps. Just wanted to mention that. Also, I think, you know, I got to make a point about the Packer trade. But before that, I want to just say I don't get this obsession with the show that Aaron Rodgers goes on all the time. I think they got to go back to what Peyton Manning said about Mike Vanderjagt. It's a kicker. I just don't get the obsession. He's like the Pope of the NFL. But let me just go to this trade about the Packers. What the Packers did was an amazing thing. They got rid of a depreciating asset and got picks. I mean, you know that old cliche, a good trade is when both teams win. Well, the Jets so far have not won, and it's really amazing. And if the Packers win a Super Bowl, they need to send a gift basket to the Jets front office because it really helped them.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that right now, I mean, after what you saw from the Green Bay Packers last year in the postseason and a run that was unexpected, the fact that they're back playing well now, I mean, there's no doubt that it looks like that Green Bay did the right thing at the right time. And which is also, I mean, Aaron Rodgers did have to make a decision there, but I also feel like the Packers were kind of done. And maybe they were kind of done with some of the stuff that we have seen.
And remember, they didn't get the 2024 conditional second round pick because Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So the season's a long way from being over. And there could be teams like, let's just say the New Orleans Saints. They started out by scoring over 80 points the first 2 weeks of the season. They looked like they were unbeatable. And now they can't even get out of their own way. There are going to be teams that had good starts that when December comes rolling around, they're going to fall apart. And they're at the same time, there are going to be teams that didn't look good early in the season. Maybe the Bengals, maybe the Dolphins, maybe the Jets. One of these teams or two of these teams are going to turn it around the second half of the season, and they're going to be right back in the mix. And that's got to be the message that is being sent over there in Florham Park. I guess you could say the same thing for the Giants, too, because... You know, I would think that the NFC East is wide open, even though they just got their asses handed to them by the Eagles. I mean, that was a little bit of a wake-up call, and they've already lost to the Cowboys.
And the Commanders.
And the Commanders. But still, like, these teams, like, you don't know who's going to be hurt, who's not going to be playing. The Commanders may not have Jaden Daniels as their starting quarterback this week. Now, Marcus Mariota came in and played great.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of issues that can still go on in this season. And I always want to be very careful to say it's over because I don't believe that the players or the coaches have that message within their locker rooms. And if they do, then they don't belong in the league.
Let's go to Bobby in Mattawan. What's going on, Bobby?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Bobby. What's happening?
I hate to go back to the other subject, but the delusional fan bases, man. Like, Gio, you hit the nail on the head with the young Knicks fan, and I always just think of Big Zoo because of that, how they acted last year after, or 2 years ago after opening night with the win.
Yeah.
But there's also, it's not the New York area, but West Virginia University is the worst delusional fan base in the history of all sports. They think there's like a nationwide conspiracy with the refs that they're just like how Boomer does the screw the Rangers button. They do that times like a million. It's insane, dude.
And you know where Big Zoo went to college?
I know. Yep.
West Virginia.
That explains a lot, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Bobby.
Played West Virginia in college. Hated playing those guys. Jeff Hostetler was their quarterback.
Oh, really?
Yes, when we played against them, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I mean, I was conditioned to hate a few things once I got to Pittsburgh. Cleveland was one of them.
And my man...
West Virginia was another.
Right, my man Daryl Talley was on Virginia Mountaineer team.
Big Daryl to play Buffalo for a while
Yes, but he was a pain in the ass in college and in the pros.
I think he was also on the Vikings there for a while as
maybe
well
at
back
the end
in
of
the
his
day.
Career, maybe.
All right, let's go to Brian in New Britain. What's going on, Brian?
What's up? Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
All righty, Brian. What's happening today?
I wanted to touch on the whole, like, delusional fan base. I'm from Connecticut. I'm the weirdest fan ever. I'm a Giants, Yankees, Celtics, Penguins fan.
I find
the most delusional fan base to be the Knicks in New York. I find privileged Yankees, realist Ranger fans.
There you go.
I go to about 25 Yankee games a year. Been to two playoff games. I feel like the fans feel like we deserve to be in the playoffs. It feels like you're in a mortuary in that stadium. I almost wanted to go to Citi Field to scream out, beat L.A.
Yeah, I think it changes, though, and I know exactly what you're saying. I went to one this year, and obviously didn't make the playoffs last year, but I go to at least one Yankee playoff game a year, and I'm with you with the energy. I think that's going to be great, though, for the World Series. I mean,
for the third game. I agree with you. It's going to be off the rocker, but why did we have to wait to get to the World Series to be this way?
Well, because that's what you've been waiting to get back to.
That's the privilege of the Yankees.
That's
fan.
The thing, right?
Yeah. Exactly, and I've been saying it for a year, especially to the younger fan base, because I'm 45 years old. The younger fan base of the Yankees is the most delusional.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.